Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thursday morning here on the Rod Peterson Show. Thanks for joining us wherever you may be. Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show is here. This has morphed into something of a Western Hockey League trade deadline special. And we've been talking NHL, too. The deadline is Friday at 4 p.m. Central Time, which is what we are. If you're just joining us, welcome to Hour 2 of the program of Episode 152. And when I say it's morphed into a WHL discussion, that's our poll question today has come from the viewers for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. What should be a priority for the WHL? An All-Star game, a Hall of Fame, or other? And 54% of you on Twitter saying a Hall of Fame, 57% on Facebook saying an All-Star game. If you live in the world of abundance, how about both?
Yeah.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
You need one of each.
You need one of each. Or the third option is other. And I'd like to know what other is. So we're talking hockey today, talking about viewers writing in. Tim from Weyburn's a big Warriors fan. He says, good chance Braden Tracy is back next year, so I could see a trade to Kamloops, who are looking good this year and are built for next year. Jamie Neugebauer, the voice of the Notre Dame Hounds, writes in and says, a few words up on the SJHL deadline on the column on rodpeterson.com, too, by the way. Hashtag shameless plug. We're going to Moose Jaw now. The head coach of the Moose Jaw Warriors, Mark O'Leary, joins us from Mosaic Place. And I say good morning to you, Mark. How are things in the Band City today? Oh, no audio, Clark says, which our viewers can all tell. Throw on your headphones there if you don't mind. So we had audio, the guys are telling me, with Mark, and then when he started talking, we didn't have audio. So we'll take a moment to tell you, news from Swift Current, the Broncos have signed 1999 born, that's 20-year-old forward DJ Jerome, to a standard player agreement. He recorded 28 points in 40 games with the Lethbridge Hurricanes this season. So the Swift Current Broncos making moves, but what are we, January 9th? We still got a couple months left in the regular season. Is anybody expecting Swift Current Regina to make the playoffs?
I don't know. I think Regina is expecting Regina to make the playoffs. I think.
Really?
I don't know.
They go to the big board and check the standings here.
They're going for it. That's everything that they're saying. I know that the players aren't going to quit. They've been in every game. I know that they've dropped a couple games recently that they thought they should have had, but they're going to go down the wire. They're hoping to get in. We'll see what happens with trades and whatnot. If Paddock does go, it's going to be awful hard to get in. Who knows? See who they get back and see how it goes. I know that they're not going to quit, that's for sure.
Just before we go back to Mark O'Leary, that's the thing. Brent Parker tweeting today that he's heard Max Paddock has been traded to the Prince Albert Raiders.
Heard from who?
Yeah, heard from who, exactly. There's been no confirmation from either the Raiders or the Pats on that. So it's got everybody stirred up in PA and hockey fans around here for sure. And as I look, Regina's, Moose Jaw, Swift Current battling near the bottom of the East Division. When you talk about a playoff spot, yeah, there's a lot of hockey left to be played. So we've got the audio thing worked out now with Moose Jaw Warriors head coach Mark O'Leary. And thanks for joining us this morning, by the way. Mark, how has your week been, by the way? I know it's been a tough one over there in Moose Jaw.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock there early on in the week, but we were able to get a pretty good practice in 2 days ago there, and tough loss yesterday to Edmonton. They're a real good team, but things are starting to settle down here, and we're well on our way.
Well, it's an interesting case with you. I mean, I mentioned earlier in the show you lost 7-4 to the Warriors last night in Mark O'Leary's coaching debut, but then I thought, wait a minute, it's not. You've coached dozens of games in the Western Hockey League. So for you, from the perspective of Mark O'Leary, I would suggest now's the time. You've been around a long time, and it's your team now. Does it feel like your team yet?
Yeah, I think going through last night's game helped with that a little bit. Like I said, things were happening pretty fast there early in the week, but you know, it's a little different feel than previous times when I was able to take over. But you know, it feels like it now. I think after going through last night and waking up this morning and going over the game a little bit and setting out the plan for the day. So different feel, but it does feel like you know, you're running things a little bit more now.
So the trade deadline is 24 hours away. I'm surprised you've even got time to chat with us, to be honest with you, because you got some hot commodities there. I'm wondering what your expectations are from Al Miller and your club for the rest of the way, by the way. This is a tenuous 24 hours for your club.
Yeah, and really the last 2 weeks or so, it's been, you know, meetings every day, whether it be in Alan's office or phone calls. There's lots of discussion, and obviously we're in a position where we're fairly young, and you know, certainly you know, wouldn't be a surprise if we got a little bit younger. I mean, you know, sometimes trades, there's lots of discussions and a lot of work has to go into even the smallest of trades. So I have no expectations in terms of anything happening. You know, there could be lots happen here in the next 24 hours, and there could be nothing. And I think we've had discussions both ways, and you know, I think we feel comfortable with the young group that we have moving forward. That whatever happens here, the plan for the coaches is to develop these young guys so that, you know, next year and the year after, they're really good.
Going back to the whole making it your team thing, I mean, you said you had one good practice. I mean, that's not a whole lot if you're going to be changing a bunch of things. You played Edmonton, put up 4 goals against Edmonton. I mean, people say, oh, you lost 7-4. I think to score 4 against Edmonton the first game is pretty good. But in the making it your team thing, is there a whole bunch you're going to change? Are you going to keep things kind of sort of similar for the guys down the stretch? Or is there a lot that you want to put your stamp on and really give it a big facelift?
Well, first of all, I think there's it system wise. I don't think this year there's a whole bunch that you would change. I think at the end of the day, Tim's done a great job here in the last 5.5 years in bringing a structure to the style that we play. And with the young group that we have, I think if you're trying to make a whole bunch of changes on the fly real quick, that's not a real good recipe for anybody. I think for myself, I just like to kind of, you know, put my stamp more on the environment around here. I know it's stressful times when we're not winning a whole lot of games as a young group. So maybe try to, you know, lighten things up a little bit and free them up a little bit to just trust the process and enjoy the process a little bit. You know, I think it's important for our young group to understand that there's going to be tough nights, but it's, you know, it's all in the response that we have to it. I don't want, you know, a loss like last night, I don't want that to become an easy thing. You know, we have to learn from our losses and our mistakes, but we also need to find ways to celebrate as well. So we talked to the guys about, you know, whether it's a Calder Anderson scoring his first WHL goal a couple games ago, or, you know, Libor Zabransky coming back from a real good World Juniors. We need to find things to get excited about and really enjoy the day-to-day.
Mark, just looked up your hockey DB here. Owen Sound, Ontario. That's you?
That's me.
Okay. So I left the WHL in 2010. You came not that long after. And as I look at your hockey DB here, Mississauga Ice Dogs, Guelph Storm a couple of seasons, I would think you and Jared would have bumped heads a couple corners, whether you know it or not, in the Central League. Through Rio Grande, Laredo Bucks, Laredo, Texas, in the coast with Johnstown, Cincinnati, Phoenix, Trenton, and Reading. Talk about your story getting to Moose Jaw, if you don't mind. Like, can you just introduce yourself to the Warrior fans and Dub fans that may not know? How did you get to Moose Jaw?
Well, I guess it goes back to Owen Sound when my dad's actually a coach. He coached in the OHL and a longtime assistant coach with the team there and a head coach for a little bit. And one of the guys that he coached with was Mike Stuthers, who actually, you know, Mike's daughter is now my brother's wife, and they have 3 kids together now. And Mike, ended up leaving Own Sound, and he went to coach in the American League. I played for him for a little bit in Grand Rapids, and then when Mike got the job out here in Moose Jaw, he knew I wanted to get into coaching after I was done, so he brought me out 8 years ago to be a second assistant. And you know, my relationship with Alan Miller is, you know, has been great since since then. And you know, I guess I just bought my time and got an opportunity to take over here.
Well, this sounds like a perfect story, and you seem like a great guy for the Dub. And I remember one thing about Stothers, because I was still doing TV in the league. I said, Mike, how do you like Moose Jaw? And he goes, I love it, but if they had a keg, I'd be real happy, is what Stothers said. What's your favorite restaurant in Moose Jaw? Where do you go to treat yourself or something? You won't get in trouble here. I'll say mine's Deja Vu, but you're not getting a steak at Deja Vu. What's yours?
Well, it's the Grand Hall for sure. I think, you know, at least probably once every other week or so, my wife and I go to Grand Hall. They have a pretty good dining room, and, you know, we got to know the waitresses there pretty good, and it's a quiet spot. It's a good place to spend a Sunday off day.
And your head scout, Jason Ripplinger, is watching and has told me to tell you that you've got one hair out of place. Mark, can you fix it? So obviously you guys have a good relationship.
Yeah, honestly, that's a great part of working here. I think, you know, we enjoy coming to the rink every day, and Ripper's a big part of that. You know, I mentioned my relationship with Alan Miller, and, you know, it's the same with Jason and, you know, Scott, the assistant coach here now. And, you know, it makes it, you know, whether it be trade deadlines or, you know, developing a young team, it makes it a lot more enjoyable, and when you can trust the process together and everybody's on the same page.
Congratulations, Mark. I know you're busy. Thanks for the time, and good luck.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. The head coach of the Moose Jaw Warriors, Mark O'Leary, joining us from Mosaic Place here this morning in Moose Jaw. And that's a team that I could get behind. I will tell you this. I know I'm wearing my Pat stuff today, as are you. But when the Warriors gave me this just beautiful level wear pullover that I was, I wear it regularly. I almost wore it today. Probably should have. My family said, how on earth can you wear that? And I thought they gave it to me, and it's nice.
Yeah.
And I'm a WHL fan now.
Well, that's
not a fan of one particular team. It just so happens this says Pat's alumni. Sure, you love some teams more than others, but I love them all, except for Brandon.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm a WHL guy. I like the Pats first, even though I was a Saskatoon Blade. I grew up around the team. I, you know, work for them, do some stuff for them now. I'm a Pats first guy, then Blades, then Warrior. You know, whoever's in after the Pats. If the Pats are out, I'm cheering for the next closest team. You want somebody from Saskatchewan to win.
Actually, as I looked up these standings here, and you and I drove up to Saskatoon to catch that Warriors Blades game last year in round one. How much fun was that?
That was awesome. We ran into some brass at the game.
Daryl Lubinicki, Lorne Mullican, and Jack Brodsky.
Yeah.
Hadn't been together in the same room for 10 years.
Probably since I played for them.
Yeah. And they literally said, come join us. Come join us up here. So I sat, and Luby talked my ear off. I thought, you never talked to me at all when I worked in the league. But and then I'm thinking, this guy's a sharp guy.
Yeah.
Why is he not working?
And honest.
So honest.
He shook my hand. He said, who are you again? I said, Jared Dumba. He goes, oh, yeah, you got big. Said, sorry.
You got big.
He's probably thinking, why weren't you this big when you played for me?
And he told me a story of Dave Brown wailing the hell out of Mike Babcock in a blade practice back in the day, in the early 80s. And he said, Babcock's not as tough as you people think that he is. And he told me that story. It was awesome. So anyway, straight I think shooter. We're going to be making some road trips, Jared.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and maybe the Pats will be in the playoffs, but as I look at this, Saskatoon Blades hold down the final wild card spot, and they're like 9 up on the Red Deer Rebels.
And there's some great restaurants
in Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
We'll be talking about Wendell Clark shortly. They're 12 points up on the Regina Pats. Moose Jaw Warriors 24 points. They're 17 out of a playoff spot. The Moose Jaw Warriors, and then Swift Current is in the basement of all of them. They're 20 points out of a playoff spot. So when I said the Trans-Canada Highway hockey is like a dead skunk on the Trans-Canada Highway right now. Flat on the Trans-Canada. Swift Current, Moose Jaw, Regina. We're going to be making some road trips to watch some SJ, too, I think.
Yeah.
Come playoff time, which is great.
There's some diamonds in the rough, too. Just see, saying, I'm all about not, the restaurants before, too. So there's some diamonds in the roughs in some places.
We all are in about the restaurants. Absolutely. Just before we break, Steve Kleimenhage. What a great name. Steve Kleimenhage writes in on the Facebook wall, and he says, Brent Parker's tweeting Paddock to the Raiders. Any truth to this? I tell you what, he better be right. There better be truth to it if he's tweeting it.
That's going to be losing a lot of credibility.
He'd better be right.
Yeah.
That's what I can say.
You got to think.
When I tweeted Ken Holland would be the next GM of the Edmonton Oilers.
You knew it.
I knew it, but I had to be right. And I was getting hammered on by Ryan Rashog and Bob McKenzie. And who's the guy in the States? Frank Saravelli. Hammering on me that I was wrong. I knew.
They all ate shoe.
And apologized for it.
Hey, good guys.
Brent better be right. We'll be back. It is hour two of episode 152 of Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show. We'll be right back. You're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members, plus members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the fifth anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. So we've got developing news on this Thursday morning. The WHL trade deadline is Friday at 4 p.m. It looks like we are not going to have to wait till then for news with the Regina Pats. Not only has Brent Parker tweeted that Max Paddock's been traded to the Prince Albert Raiders, Todd Olson writing in on the Facebook page that Max Paddock didn't board the bus to the States this morning as the team was heading out on a lengthy road trip. So what do you got, Darren DuPont?
Oh, my.
What do you got?
The spies are out, right, in Regina. No.
That's how it works.
I was just showing Jared in the end of the break this deal that happened in the Ontario Hockey League for Philip Tomasino. Did you see that?
I did, but I thought you had news about Max Paddock.
No, I'm sorry. This is just fun. It's relevant. It's a little bit difference between the Ontario League, the Quebec League, the Western Hockey League. But in the Ontario League, they really, really have high prices. And they also help each other out when you make a deal that you load up and you're going to give them a lot so that they can load up and have their turn. But Philip Tomasino, he's 18 years old. He's a first round pick of the Nashville Predators, really highly skilled player. He got traded, I believe, to Oshawa. And in return, the Oshawa Generals traded for him second-round pick in 2020, second-round pick in 2021, second-round pick in 23, second-round pick in 23, second-round pick in 23, second-round pick in 24, third-round pick in 24, fourth-round pick in 22, fourth-round pick in 24, and the rights to David Gucciardi for one player.
10 items.
10 players for one.
Whoa. Yeah, 9 picks and a player.
It's crazy how they do things out there.
They do, but that's...
But they know they'll get them back. They know they'll get some things back when it's their turn.
When it's their turn. And that's part of, I think, when it comes to the league. And again, I don't know, because the hockey guys are more dialed in, obviously, when you're part of these teams. But for me, looking in and watching the game as much as I have over the last number of years, the difference when it comes to the national level is the high-end talent. That's how it is. We have the high-end talent here, but they load up on it. And when you get to the Memorial Cup... And you're on TV a little bit more than the Western Hockey League is. You have 3 TV timeouts per period. So you don't need to ride your fourth line guys as much. They can play 4 minutes a night. Even your third line guys don't have to play that much. Last year, I don't think there was a team in the country that was better 4 lines deep, 6 defensemen deep than Prince Albert. They were so good, so deep. But when it came to, it's really 6-on-6 forwards, your top 2 lines. Because they play a ton when you have those TV timeouts, and that's where the East is a little bit better. They're the high-end talent.
And don't they play 6 or 8 less games a season, too? So
the Dubs caught up to that.
The Dubs caught up to that.
68 games? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get to a sports update here before we answer more of your questions here on the Prairie Mobile text line and the Facebook wall. Time for a sports update. The Toronto Maple Leafs have lost back-to-back games for the first time in over a month. Blake Wheeler scored in the shootout to lift the visiting Jets to a 4-3 win over the Leafs at Scotiabank Arena. The last time Toronto lost 2 straight was December 3rd and 4th against Philly and Colorado. Toronto now has 3 days off before taking on the Panthers in Florida on Sunday. The Montreal Canadiens will try to snap a 7-game slide when they host the Edmonton Oilers tonight in one of 11 games on a busy NHL schedule. 3 of Montreal's last 7 losses have come on home ice. The Oilers, meanwhile, have won back-to-back games and have picked up at least 1 point in 4 straight. But I'm predicting an Edmonton implosion tonight because that's just the way it goes. Coming off wins in Toronto and Boston, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
The Vancouver Canucks are looking to get back on the win column when they visit the Florida Panthers. Vancouver had a 7-game win streak snapped on Tuesday night with a road loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Also tonight, Winnipeg continues its road trip with a stop in Boston. By the way, last hour we had Rick Dhaliwal with us from TSN Vancouver. He talked Canucks, who he doesn't expect will make the playoffs, and Vancouver Giants, who he expects will be active prior to the deadline tomorrow because the window with Bowen Byram is small. The Sony Open starts today in Honolulu, Hawaii, where winds have been stronger than usual. The gusts approach 60. Been there?
No.
Me either.
Would love to.
And winds could be the same in Honolulu this week. Weyburn's Graham Dillett is among today's early starters. Matt Kuchar is the defending champ. This sports update for Seat Giant. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, see at Wendell's. You're going to be there on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be going there, right?
Got to be going there, for sure.
Take the gift certificates that we got.
Yep. We'll
have yourself a big old meal.
Take some friends and get them onto Wendell Clark's, too. Love it.
It is a great spot.
And then, of course, for the Rush game next week. And I know Michelle's messaging me and reminds me I got to get her back because the bus they're taking up there. And
we're taking a limo bus to the next bus. Rush game.
Yeah, looks awesome. But I looked at my schedule. I'm already going to be there. Blades game on the Friday night, Rush on the Saturday night. That's going to be a great weekend.
No limo bus for you.
No limo bus for me.
Somebody's got to work.
Wah, wah.
Wah. Somebody's got to work.
It's not glamorous.
Not us.
But I'll do it.
Couple things from Casey. Right, Cindy says, speaking hockey, I'm going to Ballers tonight for Wings and Oilers hockey. Easy win tonight for the Oil? No.
Nope.
And you heard me just say that.
No.
They're probably going to get stomped, pumped in Montreal. A lot of pressure on the Habs. Sorry, I'm an Oiler fan. Tonight's not going to go their way.
Wings beat the Oilers at home in Detroit this year already.
So. This is in Montreal. They're going to Montreal tonight.
Montreal to play?
Oilers at Montreal. tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, and
Mike's going to Ballers for Wings.
Oh, I thought he said...
And Oilers hockey.
The Wings. I thought he meant the Red Wings.
Two different things.
Montreal's lost seven in a row.
And Dion Langevin writes in from Winnipeg. He says, do you think the Winnipeg Ice will make any trades? They just made a trade with Spokane with the Janelle kid.
Yeah.
So go to the Winnipeg Ice website. They're all over it. So the Hey! Casey says, you're wrong, Rod. Casey Andrew writes it, no, I'm not. I'm predicting an Oilers implosion tonight in Montreal. Hey, Montreal's we'll bet lunch on it too. At Ballers. A lot of pressure on the Habs right now. Okay, we're going to Ottawa. Sean Simpson joins us from TSN 1200, NHL veteran, checking in on video chat. Good morning, Simmer. How are things in the nation's capital?
Icy cold right now this morning, so we've had a pretty mild winter, but today's a little bit of frostbite.
Hey, welcome to winter in Canada, right? And in Ottawa,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly.
Simmer, we met, by the way, at the 27 Grey Cup in Ottawa, hit it off real well, super guy, follow each other on Twitter.
Yeah.
Can you give us, we don't talk a lot of Senators out here in Western Canada, and since the coaching change, quite frankly, you know, they were front and center last year at this time all year, and pretty quiet right now. What's the deal with the Sens?
You know, it has been quiet, but I guess like last year with the draft story being the fact that Colorado had the first pick, well, now all of a sudden there's Ottawa at two, and don't look any further than the San Jose Sharks. And with Logan Couture going down, hey, there's some excitement. Excitement about what DJ Smith has done, excitement about where the club is at, some of the young players. But I guess in the here and now is what is Ottawa going to do between now and the trade deadline? And I think most importantly, with players like Pageau and DeMello, are they going to re-sign them? They're going to move them? Probably, but I got to be honest with you, I've been a pretty positive 6 months with the club, and I think there's a lot of excitement heading towards the draft in June.
Are you a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately kind of guy, or you're only as good as your last game? Because if that's the case, and what happened in Washington, like what happened there?
Well, hey, they're just not good enough. You know, I worked for the Caps in 04, and we worked pretty hard to throw the season, and we ended up with the third worst record overall. We were going to draft the future Hall of Famer Cam Barker. Fortunately, we won the draft lottery and ended up drafting Alexander Ovechkin. So to be quite honest, this is just part of the process. Washington are the big boys. They're the Stanley Cup favorite in my estimation right now. So I don't have a problem with it. The team has been competitive. They've been organized. Kids down in Belleville are playing a ton and being improving. So as far as a rebuild, if you're a Toronto Maple Leafs fan or a Washington Capitals or teams that have had to do the hard lifting, this is really part of the process.
For sure. And you got to start somewhere. And I'll just ask you one last thing on the Sens. When I was out there quite a bit the last couple of years, there was a lot of talk of the new arena downtown west end of Ottawa.
Yeah.
And that's gone quiet. What's the latest there?
Yeah, it really has. There's really nothing. You know, and it's unfortunate because I think in most circumstances, you looked at this, the city wanted it, the government wanted it, the team wanted it. But unfortunately, they weren't able to get something done. Now, that land is going to be developed at LeBreton Flats. They are going to leave a segment open. I think at some point it has to happen. I would just like to think that ownership of Eugene Melnyk and the local government, at some point, some of these relationships will get a little bit better because it's a win-win for everybody. It's people that have been to Edmonton, been anywhere that you go from suburbia to downtown. This would be great for everybody involved. So right now it's on hold, but as they rebuild, let's hope they reconvene. As I said, I think at some point it'll end up happening.
By the way, breaking news on the Rod Peterson Show today. Sorry in your ears there, Simmer, but from an Ottawa connection, John Paddock's nephew, Max Paddock, it's official.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, has been traded from the Regina Pats to the Prince Albert Raiders this morning. Everybody's on top of that. The trade deadline is tomorrow, so it's official. We'll break that down in moments, but Jared Dunbar, a hockey analyst, you got a question for Sean.
Well, I was going to ask, is there any excitement with the Senators? I mean, you know, probably going to have a lottery pick this year. When you look at the guys that are going to be available, Lafreniere, he's pretty special. Yeah. There's some guys saying that Quentin Byfield, they think is going to turn out even better than Lafreniere. You got Holt from the Swedish kid. You got about four or five guys that look like they could be first overall. So it doesn't matter where you pick. Is there some excitement to get another possibly a generational player in there in the next year, the year after?
Oh, for sure. And hey, you come off of the World Junior. I think Drysdale's stock was raised. And right here in Ottawa, Mikko Rossi has probably closed the gap more than anybody. That when you look at Ottawa, very legitimate. They could have two picks in the top five as to exactly where they are. We'll see. And the big part, if you go back to Jason Spezza being traded in 2014, moving along from Mika Zibanejad, Turris for Duchesne, flat out, the biggest question mark for this hockey team is the center ice, from the Logan Browns to the Norrises to Pageau to Tierney. And when you look at Rossi and Byfield, certainly one of those two players. But no, I mean, when you're trying to sell hope, last year you had a bad team, but you didn't have a draft pick. This year you might have two in the top five, and I think it's one hell of a draft. So coming off of the World Junior, are people excited? Absolutely.
Sean, let me ask you this. You saw the back and forth about the Edmonton-Montreal game amongst us and the viewers today. What do you think is going to happen tonight? We've had a wonderful menu of all-Canadian NHL matchups this week. Tonight's another.
Well, you know what? Hey, it's fun to watch Edmonton play. How much pressure is in Montreal? When pressure is in Montreal, I guess it's like Edmonton to Toronto. It wraps in the negativity. I don't think Montreal's a very good hockey team. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They're 9 points out right now. And as far as the Edmonton Oilers, I guess that's a question of when you're really riding two players, when you have average goaltending. I'm not sold on the Edmonton Oilers here or now. I think, unfortunately, and we talk about rebuilds, this is about two players, about a couple of players coming through a system. That's not a very good hockey team. But on a nightly basis, there's no better player in the game than Connor McDavid. But I think the nerves of the Montreal market, really the play of Carey Price being kind of grounded to the ground right now, I don't know what to predict. But I think a Montreal fan thought there was going to be a pushback in Detroit the other night. If there isn't tonight, I think we're going to start hearing the boo-birds in Montreal.
I'll just end on that. Do you expect changes? I mean, how many times you got to fire Claude Julien? When does Marc Bergevin walk the plank?
You know, it's a real good question. It feels like ownership's really on board with it. When you look at their pro scouting, their trades, though, to be quite honest with you, they've done a really nice job. I'm just not sold on the drafting. I'm not necessarily sold on the future. They're certainly smallish up front. They do have some good young players coming, but I'm not sure we'll say either. And quite simply, Claude Julien is one of the best coaches in the business. So if you're not a Montreal fan, you'd probably be excited if they end up moving along from him. I don't think that's going to resolve anything. But I don't see the mix. I don't see, like you see Toronto when they went through this process, and it's documented, from Tampa to Pittsburgh to Chicago to Washington. It's not perfect, but you can see a plan in place. And if you're an Edmonton or Montreal fan, I'm not sure about Edmonton as far as Montreal. I don't think long term. I think they're just going to be caught kind of in that mushy middle.
Wow. Simmer, thanks. Great update from the nation's capital. Appreciate it, my man. And thanks for the support. We'll talk to you down the road.
Anytime. Cheers.
Sean Simpson joining us from TSN 1200 in Ottawa today with a great visit from out there. Well, boys, it happened. Max Paddock is a Prince Albert Raider.
Just read the email from Phil Andrews, puts out Jacob Brooks, 17-year-old D-man, a second-round pick in 2020, and a conditional third-round pick in, is it 2022? Yeah, 2022. That's condition is on Max Paddock being back as a 20-year-old next year, which I think he's going to be, and I think PA's probably, looks like they should have a good team for next year as well. And if not, that's a good trading piece that they can get something else, because whoever's going for it next year is going to want Max as well. He's so good in the big games, and he's so good in the second half of the year. They're really going to like him there in PA.
John Paddock will be available at 1 p.m. outside the Pats dressing room at the Brand Center for the media. I'd like to talk to Huntsy. That's who I want to talk to. And just say, what is your take on this deal? Mm-hmm. And maybe I could shoot him a text, but I did on the weekend. And let's put it this way, he's a busy guy. But are you acquiring him to be the number one guy? Are you acquiring him? Well,
yeah.
Well, they got Karki from Everett on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. But Karki came in as he was a backup in Everett, playing behind Dustin Wolf, who's one of the top goaltender in the Western Hockey League.
I think so.
Very, very good. But now you get a little bit of that battle too. And I think if you're going to make a run, and Prince Albert has the horses to go in the playoffs, you want to have that veteran backup too. Karki's a 19-year-old too, and he's that veteran. So now you got two guys who I think you feel really comfortable with. not overly overpriced, didn't overpay. Well, so I think Curtis Hunt did a really nice job.
He's used to playing behind a stud, so you know if Max is 1A and he's 1B, that's an option. Also, the deadline isn't quite over yet. Who knows?
True.
Maybe he's going somewhere else. Maybe that was he wasn't sure if the Max Paddock deal was going to get done, and maybe he jumped on that deal to get it done, and then maybe he's got in the back of his head that if he can get Max, that he's got another buyer for the other guy. So who knows? Maybe he'll stick with them both. Maybe he's got something else up his sleeve. It'll be interesting to see because you know they haven't had the best season after Christmas here. They could be looking at another piece up front or on the back end as well. And then the other question people are asking is Winnipeg needs a couple of pieces even though they've been playing really well. What are they going to do? Are they going to pull the trigger on anything here? It says, Kharky was
reassigned. He's now been reassigned.
Yeah, so that just came down too as collateral from the trade. He's been reassigned. So, it's big news, big shuffle. And the only other thing I wanted to mention, because I've been digging around a little bit, somebody brought up in our feed that they heard Kirby Dach to Kelowna, a la the Leon Draisaitl.
Same thing.
Not happening. It may. I mean, it's always can happen. His rights can be traded. The Blades still own his rights.
But he's not coming back, you're saying?
He's not coming back. No. I mean, he just joined the Chicago Blackhawks' number one power play unit as recently as yesterday. He hasn't scored in a while, hasn't put up points in a while, but he's doing everything they want him to do. I don't think he's coming back.
You watch the games, he's one of the best players, even when he's not putting up points. He's doing everything. He's playing well, he's paying attention to his defensive zone. You know, a lot of the young guys do that. Jonathan Toews did that, didn't put up big points the first couple of years because he's putting, you know, and he's following in that guy's footsteps. That's who's one of the guys that are teaching him, you know. So you watch the games, he's stronger than men out there. He's using his strength, using his size, and he's doing the little things. I can't see him coming back for anything but
Kirby Dach. Okay, well, we'll take a pause. So again, big time breaking news here on this Thursday morning of the Rod Peterson Show. Max Paddock dealt to the Prince Albert Raiders. We'll break this down a little more. And we've got more breaking news as it pertains to a Saskatchewan pro team. We'll talk about all this and more. What a great time to be on the air, wouldn't you say, Dupes?
Oh, yeah, this is amazing.
This is the best time slot to be on the air for sports in this province. We'll be right back. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show, episode 152, out of the bunker, on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, on the Thursday morning, episode 152 of the Rod Peterson Show, coming at you on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com. It's been a big day. We've had breaking news. Can I ring the bell again?
Ring it.
Ring the bell. A couple newsworthy items today. Derek Moncrief signing with the Vegas Raiders. And then you see on the screen, breaking news, Max Paddock has been traded to the Prince Albert Raiders for, I would suggest, a haul. Now, I haven't watched the Raiders enough this year to tell you what I know about Jacob Brook. You guys would know more than I do, but just to read the announcement again, Regina Pats announced they traded 19-year-old goalie Max Paddock to the Prince Albert Raiders in exchange. The Pats received 17-year-old forward Jacob Brook, second-round pick in 2020, and a conditional third-round pick in 2022 based on Paddock being back as a 20-year-old. I've got more breaking news coming into my phone here, but I'll say this. As a Pats fan and season ticket holder, this is all that I'll say. I'm happy for Max. I think there was a lot of pressure playing here for his uncle. As the story goes, John didn't want to draft him for the family tie, but the scouts told him, his own scouts said, draft him, John, because somebody else is going to. So he was able to come up through this league in Regina under John's eye, but now he's going to a town in PA, which is a change of scenery. I haven't been the biggest Max Paddock fan. Just look at the numbers. I go to all the games. People say, oh, he was really hot in the Memorial Cup. I said, you can't hang your hat on being great for 1 week 2 years ago. But maybe this is what he needs.
Well, look at his numbers.
And the other thing was,
though,
the Pats going into the year, John sat in that chair and said, we didn't want two 19-year-old goalies, and that's why they traded Dean McNabb to Winnipeg. And they ended up having two 19-year-old goalies anyways. Right? Who's the backup they got now? Oh, he's now the starter.
Buskey, yeah.
So they ended up with two 19-year-old goalies. But I understand things don't always go according to plan. Wouldn't it be nice if it did? So I don't know who the next goalie is coming up in the Regina Pats system. I trust these scouts because they're all the same scouts they've had for 20 years. Guys know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know who that next guy is here. I wish Paddock and the Raiders well. That's my old team, too. But here, I'm just wondering about who the next one is in goal for the Regina Pats.
So hit and miss with goaltenders. You can have a guy that's coming up that's been really average, somebody just sees something in and all of a sudden he comes into the league and he's a star. You can have a guy who's an absolute star in bantam hockey, can't lose, and he gets in the league and all of a sudden he's getting lit up. So with the scouts for the Pats are incredible, really, really good, some of the best in the league, in the country. But with goaltenders, like I said, it's so hit and miss. So it would be interesting to see if they've got somebody in mind. Are they going to make another trade for a guy? Are they going to bring up one of the younger guys? We'll see what they got.
And I'll just say one more. Source texted me, defenseman Steven Zonneveld has been recalled for the season by the Regina Pats, and he'd been with the Pac Canadians, right? So
where was he? I think he was in Alberta somewhere.
Oh, he's been called up for the
junior
season. Oh, Alberta. Well, he's been called up for the season, defenseman Steven Zonneveld by the Pats. So things are really starting to move. And by the way, you didn't make it to Saskatoon last night, Darren, because of the roads?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yep.
And they ended up pumping Red Deer Rebels 8-1.
Would have been a great game to go to. Tristan Robbins, he was a former Pats prospect and part of those deals, Memorial Cup year. He had a five-point night. He had two goals, I think 13 seconds apart, and had a five-point night. He's really coming into his own as a young player, so that's fun. And the Blades are kind of back on track, but they got some decisions to make, too, as to what they're going to do with a couple of key pieces.
Because they are a bubble team.
They're a bubble team.
I mentioned they hold down right now the final wild card playoff spot, right?
Yeah, are they going to go for it?
They got a bit of a cushion for it.
A bit of a cushion, oh yeah. I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see what they do because they have, I guess you can call it the bottom nine forwards,
yeah,
or the bottom six for sure to go for it. Good defense, goaltending's there. Just missing that top line.
Do they have enough to trade for Almeida and Tracy?
Well,
would they have enough in the cupboards?
They've got enough, but one of the pieces is that first round draft pick that's was acquired from the Regina Pats.
Eesh.
That's looking like it's a lottery pick.
Yeah.
And you don't really want to trade the lottery pick.
Not when there's three. I'm being told that there's three guys that could go first overall this year. Well, there's three, yeah.
Really good
there's
players.
Three real good players.
So, and we don't follow a whole lot of the 14, 15-year-olds that are going to get drafted, the really young guys. Well. But that's tough. You don't want to trade that one away just to have a shot at it this year. You want to build for a consistent and have a bigger window, right?
Yeah.
And they're on the verge of that, so it'll be fun.
Interesting.
Todd writing in, Todd Olson says, Zonnefeld was in Drumheller. So thank you, Todd, for that.
I know he's a Calgary boy. So
I'm just so pleased as punch that all this has gone down while we were on the air. Keith Hirschmiller writing in. The Pats official photographer says maybe Max's chance to win the cup is finally in PA. And how about those Prince Albert Raiders who win the WHL title last year? Another right back in contention again. That's fairly rare.
It is.
Yeah. Most teams, they win the WHL title and you don't hear from them for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they should be pretty decent again next year. So they've been built well over there by our buddy.
Testament to Curtis Hunt and also, Mark Habshaw, the head coach, of course. But when I ask those guys who should get the credit, they say Dale Dirkach and Ronnie Gunville.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah. The head scouts go on. Hey, when I say to Wally Buono, Wally, why have you been so successful? What'd he say? Roy Shivers found me the players.
Yeah.
So shout out to the scouts. We'll take a break and be back for overtime. Anything else, Jared? Why do I always want to say Al when I look at you? That's a compliment, by the way.
We look alike for some reason.
It's funny with social media. My wife, I said to her, we got a Dumba coming in tomorrow on the show. My wife always asks me who's on the show tomorrow, and I usually say, I don't know. I find out when I walk in. I said, it's a Dumba. I think it's Al. And she goes, no, Al's in Toronto at NHL games.
Social media.
Social media.
There you go.
And clearly you're sitting in front of me. But it looked like a huge reunion of hockey people in Toronto. What was going on? All going to the Leafs games.
Well, here's the story. The guy who owns Domino's, who started Domino's Pizza,
right,
used to be around the rink, I believe, in Dayton when Dad played there. Dad was his favorite player.
Dayton, Ohio.
He was just some kid around the room. Ends up starting Domino's Pizza, keeps in touch with Dad. Anyways, now he's got them, took Dad, and Dad brought Drew Callender down there. They're going visiting, staying in his condos in downtown Toronto, going and seeing everything. They got another buddy that they used to play hockey with who has a bar there. They were with Brian Burke watching the World Junior Final. Then Burkey got them into the morning skate because he needed tickets. They didn't have them. Burkey got them in. Apparently, they're sitting there talking to Keith Gretzky, who came up, and Dad said, hey, you were the assistant in Tri-Cities when I was the coach in the Pats. Start shooting the you-know-what. And who comes and walks in and watches morning skate with them? The great one. Said, just a fantastic guy.
Wayne.
Wayne was there. Said, sat and, talked hockey with everybody. And so they literally are getting to see the hockey brass of the world.
I was going
to
say, so they're not just in Toronto for hockey games. They're getting the full meal VIP deal.
Yeah, and I don't know what the women are doing. I think Mom's probably just
she's been going to the games too, hasn't she?
Going to the games, but probably tearing up the malls
right
during the day. So
shopping,
it's a good trip for everybody.
But that's the best. The hockey people are the best. Hockey people are great people. Sort of football people. But for me, that's it. It's those morning skates. It's that kind of that's better than the games.
Me too.
That's you go to the Pats games to go to the media lounge because it's all about the people.
When I go to an NHL game, I'm more excited for the warm-up and the beginning of warm-up when guys are just stick-handling the puck than I am to watch the actual game.
Yeah, but for me,
pre-game stuff, the morning skate, if you can get there.
It's important to get up early, and I'll say this to all young people, no matter what industry you're in. But for hockey, it's so important. Go get your coffee, do your reading, whatever you do in the morning, get it out of the way early, get to the rink in the morning. Even if it's, not your team playing, but a team you're covering or the playoffs, get to the morning skates because you never know who's going to be there. That's how you build relationships. And that's the best part. You remember that forever.
Well, Matthew writes in and he says, people love talking dub. Great show today. When I left the studio yesterday, I said to Clark, I could talk about the dub and junior hockey all day, but I don't usually because people aren't liking the tweets. They're not retweeting it. They're seeing it, but they're not engaging to it.
You want more? You got to like it.
If you want more, share this show. Go down to the bottom of your screen and hit share right now. Get it out there, because I could sit here and talk about it all day, every day. But it's the CFL stuff that, quite frankly, is buttering people's muffins, if you will, especially when the CFL is putting on the commissioner and putting on head coaches like Scott Milanovich and so forth. So that. And on the morning skate thing,
yeah.
Last year when we got hired to come in and broadcast the SJHL final, I could not wait to get to North Battleford. First thing I do was drove to the Civic Center, and I sat on the bench with a coffee while the North Stars were skating around, morning of game one. And the coach, Brain Klamosko, I had no idea that he would even know who I was.
Yeah.
And he skated by and just gave me a rod. I'm like, oh, wow, he knows. And then one of the players, Quentin Loon Stewardson, of the Loon Stewardson boys.
Yep.
Because we had just done the Facebook playoff preview. I told you this story, didn't I? He came up and stopped right in front of the bench and he goes, "You're the Facebook Live guy." Yeah, that's me. It just felt so good.
I can't stop smiling. Like, because you've just, like, you know, telling that story, you've put me back there. You've taken me back.
It was so much fun.
Yes, and I couldn't make it the first day. I came in later, but getting to the morning skate, you know, they just roll out the red carpet. You're in the locker room, or when we'd sit out in the lobby before games and just let the fans would just come up and chat and
visit with
stories.
People.
It's so much fun. So much fun.
Well, it is fun. We just had a light go out.
Thought somebody was taking pictures,
or maybe there were shots fired.
Paparazzi.
It's finally happened.
Thought there was
finally. We've been anticipating them. But
I'm sweating.
But anyways, I will say this too. A friend of mine, Chad, last night at the Pats game was walking around the concourse. He was doing loser laps, as I call them. And I was sitting in Mike Lee and Joanne's luxury suites, and he stopped and he goes, "What's your job now?" And I said, I don't really have one. He goes, "You're a Facebooker? Is that it?" I'm like, "Yeah, just go with that. Whatever. All you need to know is I'm happy." Yeah. And you bring up Berkey, one of his very best friends, Brian Burke, told me, because I asked, is he going to be getting back into the game again as a GM or a president or a VP of a team? And he goes, he's going to get back in if it's the right situation. But he's happy doing what he's doing. Doesn't need to do it.
He should be the next Don Cherry.
That's Berkey. Well, that was, he won the vote here as he would be the next Don
nobody
Cherry.
Should be the then next
nobody
Don
they
Cherry.
Should be the next
well the next
him.
Guy in that yeah. slot somebody if you need somebody in that slot
but
to
it's
talk.
Just funny because
and I love Don Cherry. I should make sure that clear.
No, but
love
there him. Is only one.
But there's only one. You have to be yourself. Yeah. That's a deeper conversation.
Yeah. So anyways, but I when they said that Berkey will only work for a guy that he likes in the right situation, because frankly he's been shanked too many times, and I'm like, oh, I get it. So that's why we have so much fun here every day.
Yeah.
We'll break. Oh, one more. Oh, I know. Here's Clark. You still have OT. Yeah, I know. Just Tyler says, you boys going to be hanging out at the SJHL Manitoba Junior Hockey League Showcase? Not hanging out. We're going to be broadcasting it. Or at least I know I am. And that's coming up January 20th and the 21st. We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Overtime is underway. As Paul Maurice would say, a gong show. Well, he didn't say gong show. I cleaned it up from what the coach of the Jets called it. But Overtime is brought to you by Emerald Water, the OT refresher. We've just stuck a flood on here. And we do have more breaking news. I'll try not to ring that right into the microphone. Breaking news from the Saskatchewan Rattlers pro basketball team, champions of the CEBL. They say, we are pleased to announce the appointment of Barry Rolick as our general manager ahead of the 2020 season. Visit our website for the full story, rattlers.ca. Hashtag fear the fang.
Ooh.
Man, those guys know marketing up
there. That's a new one.
That's a new one.
Fear the fang.
Hashtag rattle the rim. Hashtag fear the fang.
Yeah.
How long are they going to go on with this? You know, remember what their mascot's name is?
Viper?
Isn't it Hiss? I don't know, but it's awesome. But you got to get up to a Rattlers game, Jared.
I do.
It's so great.
Let's get up to one, boys.
It's so great.
Road trip.
Well, we got a big road trip going next weekend to the Rush game against the Colorado Mammoth, which, by the way, the Rush are honoring Saskatchewan Farmers that night. There's a fan. There's a team that knows its fan base. Right there,
there
the Rush.
Go.
It's just going to be fantastic. JR watching in Cranbrook, he says, so nice. What have I missed? Way to go, RP. JR is a new viewer. Jordan Keith writes in and he says, any updates on the Eskimos defensive coordinator position, Clay Brooks or Thorpe? We'll get that tomorrow, Jordan. We'll get to that tomorrow on a Football Friday. Sounds like we'll have a lot of people tuning in. Can't wait to talk football tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Do you know, Jordan, how to keep a monkey in suspense? Tell you tomorrow. Sports on tap for the Tap Brew Pub and Eatery. In the dub last night, which we have discussed extensively today, Edmonton winning at Moose Jaw 7-4. The Pats beat Prince George in a shootout here 5-4. Max Paddock's last game. He goes out a winner here. Saskatoon stomped Red Deer 8-1. Medicine Hat over Winnipeg 4-1. Victoria Blank Kelowna 1-0. No games tonight, but the big name is Max Paddock is now a Prince Albert Raider. In the SJ last night, Nipawin beat Battleford's 4-1. The Flin Flon Melfort game at Northern Lights Palace was postponed due to the weather. Have not seen a makeup date scheduled yet. Two games in the SJ tonight, Yorkton at Weyburn and Humboldt at Kindersley. Get out and support your teams. I will say this, last night was a crappy night weather-wise. Pretty sure my wife didn't want to leave the house, but I said, how could I encourage people to go to junior hockey games if I don't go myself? Then we go to the game and it's awesome. It's like 90s hockey. You broadcast it.
It was a lot of fun. I liked it. Overtime was a little bit slow, but the shootout more than made up for it. A couple of unbelievable goals.
Great. Dirty Dangles.
Smith and Dubinsky. Doobie.
That guy should be a star every night.
Oh, yeah.
I think he needs to pick it up. But
by next year.
Bar down.
By next year, when he's 19, he's going to be dangerous in this league.
NHL tonight, 11 games. Including the Oilers at Montreal, and it appears Casey Andrew and I have a bet on the game. And how did I end up betting against the Oilers? But I don't think they're going to win. So I guess I'll take the bet.
Yeah.
Also tonight, the Jets are at Boston. The Canucks are at Florida, and Minnesota is at Calgary. That's sports on tap tonight for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Spend $100 in the Tap Liquor Store and you will get a $20 gift card to use in the brew house. Stop by and see them today. And Jared Dumba's, we got a gift certificate for you from the Tap, by the way. Buy a lunch down there.
Love that place.
Yeah. Oh, it's really good food.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah. Anything else, Dupes?
No, that's
it. From the business office?
That's
anything
great
to pass along?
Hey, it's going to be an exciting 2020. I skipped out for a bit for some meetings and trying to get some more things started. It's so much fun because you've seen the calendar of events and the ideas board in the office. That stuff is so much fun to think about and to plan and to execute. So, we can't announce things yet, but when it's time
I will
to know,
say one
know
thing. I saw on your board about the Memorial Cup all blocked out in Kelowna in May. I'm like, well, if we're planning on going out there to do a live show, sign me up.
Kelowna,
can we do that
in May?
Wouldn't that be nice? Whoa. That would be so great.
And now that you golf too, it's even better.
Yeah, I'm a golfer now. Not a good one, but I'm a golfer.
Did you buy some goofy pants?
I have several pairs. It is. Maybe you could come out as our hockey analyst at the Memmer.
Let's go.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, so we got a lot of exciting things coming up.
I'm in.
Okay, thanks to you guys for coming in today. Thanks to our guests, Mark O'Leary of the Warriors, Rick Dhaliwal of TSN Vancouver, and Sean Simpson from TSN Ottawa, former NHLer. For all of our crew, saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. for a Football Friday right here on Facebook Live.
Whoa. For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.